All right, I got one. Sound. Be'emes, all of Sin and Lamed Beis and Orach Chaim should have been part of the syllabus, the curriculum, whatever. It's Negei Halacha L'maaseh, the Ksivas I get, the Ksivas Oishis are totally in the Ksivas of Sefer Mezuzah, Sefer Sefer Mezuzah, and all those Halachas and Mezuzah in Sin and Lamed Beis. I presume the only reason it's not included is because you have no Kol Tirakulis, you know. So we left out Lamed Beis of Orach Chaim. However, one of the halachas of Lamed Beis we do have in Kuf Kofei in two places. First, the Machaber in Sif Yud Ches. Sor Shiehe Haget Nikre V'mokim Nesinosoi L'tinik V'leitakim V'leititish. The halacha of Tinik V'leitakim V'leititish is in the Machaber in Sif Yud Ches. And we have it earlier in Sif Tezayin in the Ramah. Says the Ramah, in the case where the Rosh Yehei and Kuf are noiting, yesh lisu afilu b'dieved, and then he brings the shittus that hold miyu in tinik yochel ikroishoi yesh machshirim b'mokoyim igun. Again, the halacha of the tinik, the kriyas tinik helps to be machshir b'mokoyim igun. So these are the two places in Sif Kuf Kofei where we have a reference to the halacha of kriyas tinik. What I'd like to be mavar a little bit is the Indian of Kriyas Tinik, where it helps, where it doesn't help. We'll see how far we get. First of all, the Gemara Menachos Chof Tes Amud Beis. That's the marker of the sugya of Kriyas Tinik. Chof Tes Amud Beis. Says the Gemara Romi Bar Tamri Tava Chamud Romi Bar Dikule Ipsikule Karo Devov Divayaharoi Binikta. It was in the Posik of Vahoyakiviyako, and the Posik says, Vayarik Hashem Kol Bachor Beretz Mitzrayim. You know, the Posik, Vayarik Hashem Kol Bachor Beretz Mitzrayim. And says the Gemara, it was Ipsikale Kara Devov in the Vayaharoi. The Vov of Vayaharoi was Nitzak with a Neket. Also, Lakami, the Reb Zeire, Omerle. Zeal Aisi Yenuke Deloy Chochim Veloy Tifish. Bring a tinnik, Deloy Chochim Veloy Tifish. Ikorile Vayaharoi Ikosher. Eloy Yehoreku Uposa. If he doesn't read it Vayaharoi, if he reads the Vav as a Yud, then he will read Yehoreg and it's Posa. So that's the marker of Tinik Loichakin Veloititish. So first of all, the gather, what is the pshat of a chokham, what's pshat of a tifish, what's chokham, what's tifish? And secondly, why do you need chokham veloititish? Why not simply a godel? Take a godel, as anybody read. So we have Rashi defines the entire sukya by saying the loy chochim, the I chochim, mevin shemacharafu loymer yehorei klapi mailo loymer vayaharei. If he's a chochim, he will know that it can't be yehorei because it's macharaf klapi mailo. The shem avayik comes right afterwards, and that can't be. So the chochim will know that it must be yaharei kashem instead of Yehorek. We will understand from the Teichen Hadvorim how it should be spelled. So the so Rashi is telling us that you need a tinnik who's loy chochom v'loy tifish, because if he will be a chochom and who have been l'chura godlus a chochom, he will be mavin miteichin. First, the definition of tifish. This is simple. I want to put that away before we come to the more serious problem. Rashi says, loy tifish, shim tifish, en yudea likrois, elo ois shlema. Why not a tifish? Because a tifish can only read an ois shlema. He doesn't know enough to be able to read an ois that has a neket in it. So if we give it to a tinnik who's a tifish, he's going to possible everything. Even what kosher he will possible. The kriya of a tinnik who's a tifish doesn't count because he can only read an ois shlema. So Rashi has defined the tipish for us as somebody who cannot read anything except an ois shlema. The Rambam defines kippish as loisachol, because the Rambam says you have to give it to a tinnik who is a loichakim v'loisachol. He doesn't define it beyond that. He simply says he's not a loisachol. He's not stupid. Rashi has defined it in terms of reading ability. You know, you're not interested in the general IQ. For Rashi, it's clearly dependent upon the reading ability of the tinnik. Whether it's a machlekas or not, I'm not sure, but he finds different gedorim. In the Rambam, it seems to be a measure of intelligence for one reason or another, and I think that there is not a machlekas. I'll try to show that later. When Rashi defines it in terms of reading ability, and the Rambam, you find it simply in terms of chokhmah, lechaki. There are two Rambams. The first Rambam is in Hilchos Tefillin, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yutes. The second is in Hilchos Gerush and Perek Dalet Halacha Yud, and I'm going to come to the Rambams in a moment. Yeah.
How does Rashi say that the Pasuk looks at the next word? Why not look at that one?
Why don't you?
The Arab and then the Yud.
Yeah.
So
that doesn't bother us because the Chochmah apparently.
That's the next word.
Well, from Rashi, it's clear that the Chochmah is going to look at the next word and realize that he's Macharif Klapi Milo, so he'll say Vayeharid. I'm sorry, so he'll read Vayeharid. I'm sorry, he'll read Vayeharid. Right. He's not enough of a Chochmah to know that can't be 2 years, right? Or he's enough of a chacham to know that you can spell it mole.
Yeah.
Why can't you? Your chacham, no, I know it's the clothing of biblical Hebrew.
Spell the word. If that time it's another spell the word.
No, why can't there be a seir and mole in Tanakh? I mean, I don't know. Maybe not. I'll take your word for it. But certainly, the chacham doesn't have to be that much of a chacham to know that there can't be a seir and mole. I'd say he reads 2 years. He reads the first one. It's a ceremony. Why shouldn't he read it that way? That's already a tinnik who's a chacham. He may not be the Ebra chacham to know all the gedorim of biblical Hebrew. In fact, I don't know if it's true. Maybe I'm not the chacham, but I'm not niyach that it's true. This chacham will read it as a ceremony. It's perfectly compatible. If I care, I mean, if there's anything, if it's, I don't want to go off on the side. Taisa says, "Yesh l'dakti mikan d'ksiv v'yaharei choser b'loivod." Taisa brings a raya that v'yaharei Hashem kol b'chor it's choser, because the chacham wouldn't have read it differently if it had been mole. If it had been mole, he would have known from the mole what it's supposed to be. The two yuds he would read this as seir and mole. The seir and mole is very easy to read. Alright, so far we have Rashi and the Rambam with regard to the definition of a kippish. The Achrayim talk about a Taz in Orachayim, Lamed Beis, Siskot and Beis. The Taz says simply, Eina Yudeya Likreis. Who's a kippish? Eina Yudeya Likreis. That's not like Rashi. Rashi says, Eina Yudeya Likreis, Elo Ois Shleimo. And the Taz defines an Ein Yudeya Likreis as not being able to read, and if I would take the Taz literally, he's not able to read at all. Don't call me a Tinnik who's a Tippish. What will I have from a Tinnik who's a Tippish? He can't read. So that apparently is too restrictive a definition of a Tippish. The Maxis HaShekel, with good reason, says what the Taz means to say is that we need somebody who's not a tippish, shidea likreis ha'isyeis bitoy. A tippish is somebody who is not yudea likreis bitoy. That would then turn out to be something like Rashi. He's in yudea likreis elo ishlemo, says Rashi. The Chokas Mechekik in the Taz says that you need somebody who can read well. I suppose included in that is the ability to read something that's not a nice shleimo, that then may assimilate to the Shitas Rashi. The Prima Godim learns shot in the Taz that even if he is not a boki kol kach b'tzuras ha'isyas, he's still not together tippish. He has to be able to read, but he doesn't have to be the biggest boki in the tzuras ha'isyas. The Chalkis Mechaikik says he has to be able to read B'tai. The Prima Godim says even if he doesn't know the Tzuras Oisius called Kach, he's still not a Tippish. And Rashi gave it to us in terms of an Eish Lema. Those may be different pieces. they may be the same. Rashi could be the same as the Prima Gavim. Although if you want to read every one of these literally, it turns out that you have two different sheets in the Taz, and Rashi is a different sheet. The Rashi says we only have to be concerned with whether he can read an Eis Shleima or not. And the Prima Gavim is worried about the Tzuris Oisius and says he doesn't even have to be a book in Tzuris Oisius. And the Matzis HaShekel says he has to be able to read Tzuris Oisius B'tei, or Likreis Oisius B'tei, a high degree of reading proficiency. And I'm simply just pointing out the different language that you find in the Poskim with regard to the Geder of the Hagdorah of a Tipish. But putting Tipish aside, that's not what I want to talk about. How do you define Chachim? So Rashi defines a chachim that he is mevin mitoichu inyin, and he knows how to read because he knows that if you don't read the first letter of Ayarig as a vav, then he's macharef klapi mailo. So Rashi's definition of chacham is that he's too smart to be able to figure it out from the toichin hu inyin. Now, if that's how Rashi understood the concept of chakim, so there's one obvious kasha. Why not get a tinik chakim and cover the oisus? Cover everything. Oh, you don't have to cover the oisus, just cover the words. The Ramo, incidentally, the Insorek L'chassus Minat Zodim that we have in Kuf Chafei Sif Yudkes, the Insorek L'chassus Minat Zodim Shel Ois Shesh B'Sofik, Elomar L'Oikas, and Yochul L'Kresoi is kosher. The Rambo says that you don't have to be machasa the oisius minat study. You don't have to be machasa from both sides. And in Dr. Meshi says you don't have to be machasa the tevis from both sides. If Rashi is worried that the chochom knows too much and will be able to be made in the teichu inyan, then why don't we simply cover the words? Cover the words on both sides, or even the letters of the same word if you're worried that he'll be able to be made in mitoich hatevo, and give it even to a chacham, or give it to a gadol, or with a simple answer. There's at least one afrin, the Darki Noyam, and all of this is in Hilchus Ksivas Stam, not in Hilchus Gittin, who says Enochinamish, that if you cover the oisius, you can give it to a chacham, and who is going to give it to a gadol? And the fact that the Gemara says that you require a tinnik, the loy chakim, it's only so you should be able to show him the whole shura to save yourself the tirchi, essentially. The document says, lamaisa, you don't have a tinnik who's a lechakim, or you don't care about the tirchi, get yourself a tinnik chakim, get yourself a godel and show it to him, or at least so he would seem to say. We'll see whether that's muskim in terms of the restraining in a minute. The Rambo that we just saw says ain't sorak lachasis minat zodim. We don't have to be machasim when you're showing the tinnik the loy chakim. The Maharit disagrees with the Rambo. The Maharit says that you have to be machasim what precedes or the words that precede, and if you aren't machasim what precedes. We're afraid that the tinaik is sirche noki v'ozil. He reads the way he's rogil, he's morgul. You're showing him a pasuk in the Sefer Torah, and he looks at the words that precede it. He knows what's supposed to follow. He knows kumish valpe. He learned kumish. Sirche noki v'ozil. If you let him see what precedes, then he will read it the way it should be, not necessarily what he sees with his eyes. The Maariv says clearly you have to be machatze what precedes. But the Maariv says you don't have to cover what follows. He says, man chakim sheyodin neham ucher lamuktim. That's too much. A tinnik won't be able to figure out backwards because he sees what follows, he should know what precedes in the pasuk. Knows from what begins the pasuk. If he begins the pasuk correctly, he knows how to finish it. But by looking at the end of the pasuk, he doesn't know what is at the beginning of the pasuk. According to the Maariv, so this kash is causal in the kaimo, so cover it. If he holds anyway that you have to cover it, then why do I need the loy chakim? Once it's covered, show it to a gadol, show it to tinnik as a chakim. The emes I found in the Shulchan Aruch Harav. The Shulchan Aruch Harav brings this as a raya that you don't have to be mechaster oisus. He says you don't have to be mechaster oisus like the Rambam here says. And he says, Horaya, if you had to be mechaster oisus, then why would you give us a tinnitus of the chakim? What difference would it make? It's essentially the Darki Noyam. And if you take his statement to its logical conclusion, Einokinami, when you are mechaster, you can use the tinnitus of the chakim, or huadin agodol luchur. At least the Chur according to the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and the Darki Noyam says it explicitly. If we come to the Rambam, there is something, the halacha, I said before, is found two places in the Rambam. And the halacha is not recorded the same way. In fact, there's almost a steer between the two places. In Perik Aleph of Hilchos Tefillin Halacha Yutes, says the Rambam, Ein Kesvin Tefillin Mezuzah Elo B'Ksav Ashiris. And then he tells the halacha of Yevonis, which he says is in the Negev because it's Nishtaka Yevonim in Oilom, Vitzorech Lihizoyer Bixivosom, Kadeshleitidbach Ois Beois, Shekol Ois, Shein Hor, Machiflo, Me'abaru Fisel Hotosel, this is another film. He's saying you need Mukav Gvil, the Kol Ois, Shein Hatinech, Shein Olechokom, Voloi Sakol, Yochol Lekreiso, is Fosel. His lashon here, kol ois shein hatinai shein lechokom v'leisakol yochol lekreiso is fossil. If the tinai can't read it, the ois is fossil mitzad atmusay. Put in together with our lochem mukavvil, you need a ksive, and if the tinai can't read it, it's fossil. Laticha, sorek lizer b'tzuras aishyos shleitidne hayud levov levov liyud lechok v'beis v'beis lechok v'leidal l'reish l'reish l'dalit. V'chein kol kiyitzu bozeh ad sheyorut kol hakeira behem. Svat yeser ad sheyorut kol hakeira behem. What does this mean? That the person who's reading it has to be able to read fluently, has to be able to read quickly. Yorut hakeira, he should be able to see it immediately as a resh or as a dalet, and he should not have to pray before he means, he should not have to look twice. He should be able to be makir immediately whether it's a resh or a dalet, or whether it's a chof and a beis. And this he puts together with a halacha of hatinai, and together with a halacha of mukav gvil. I see three halachas in halacha yutes, and the Rambam is b'chod the master maksinohu. You come then to Hilchus Gittin. In Hilchus Gittin, Perik Dalet halacha yud. Perik Dalet Hilchus Gerishin halacha yud. V'chein tzorek shi'ir oisli haksav mevur heiteis doisli haksav shi'ir tzvoi. Doesn't say ksav ashuris. In halokhe yutes en kreisin tzil mezuzah elav ksav ashuris. And we know halokhe meshvi sinai. Yeah, sure, didn't he stop? Here in Hilchos Gerishin the Rambam says it has to be mevur heiteis doisli haksav shi'ir tzvoi. Yes, the whole that, creating the whole lotion, but in whatever lotion it is, it has to be mevur heitev v'yisaksav shichtavoy ad sheyedu haktanim likreisoy shemakirin oisaksav sheinom loynavoynim v'loisakolim elobein v'yisaksav sheyye, but a ksav that can be read by ktanim who know how to read that ksav, sheyedu haktanim likreisoy, shemakirin oisei ksav, the ktanim who can read it, who are lo nevonim lo sakolim, v'loyi ksav m'ukum m'vuvul, shema tidme ois l'ois, v'nimtze inyan mishtane. End of the halacha. I see two differences between Hilchos Gerishin and Hilchos Tefillin, besides the ksav ashuris, which is obvious difference. There's no din that the get has to be b'ksav ashuri. In addition, I see two nafkaminas, two differences in the lashon. First, in Hilchos Tefillin, he says b'lashon yochid, v'chol ois shein atinik shein olichokom loisakol yochol likreisoy likreiso is possible. Chol tinik, if there is no tinik who can't read it, is possible. Here he says atchiedu haktanim likreisoy b'lashon rabbi. Haktanim have to be able to read it. In Hilchos Tefillin he added that there has to be a clear ksav, shleitidme, dalid, lareish, etc. ad, sheyorot kol hakeira behem. Here in Hilchos Tefillin, he obviously couldn't give you the examples of Dalet and Reish and Beis and Chof because those not Fidik Savashuri. In other Lashemis, who knows which letters look similar. So of course he can't give you the examples. So all that he says is that it shouldn't be Ksav Muk Mavubal, Shem Atidma Oislois, the Nimtze Inyan Mishtane. But he doesn't say that it has to be in a Ksav Borur Mesukon, Achi Yoru Sakaribai. In Hilchos Tefillin, he tells you a halacha of Ad Shiyoru Tzakeira. Here, he doesn't tell you a halacha of Ad Shiyoru Tzakeira. So, Luchura, it seems to me that the Rambam is telling us essentially that there are two halachas. There are two dinim. And in Tefillin, Mezuzah, he tells us one din. And in Hilchos Gerushin, he tells us a different din entirely. Lachur, the halacha of Hilchos Gerushin would be in Hilchos Tefillin as well, only there it's a kind of yesh b'chlal mosai imona. In Hilchos Tefillin, there's a halacha that you need a ksivat tamo. You need ksivat tamo. So if you need ksivat tamo, he's defining a ksivat tamo for us and saying precisely what it has to be, including this halacha that it has to be an ois, including the halacha, historically therapy, also shlei tibak ois bois, shekol ois she'ein ho'or makif lomi abaruches is possible, and then he gives us the halacha of tinek, kol ois she'ein atinek she'ein lakok v'tzaki ochi kreis is possible, and then finally, ad she'yorutz kol akeir v'hem. Ma she'ein came in Hilchos Gerushin. There's no halacha of Sivatamo. So the Rambam doesn't tell you a halacha of Mukav Gvil and proceeds to formulate the halacha of Tinek in a different way. First of all, with regard to Gitin, do you need Sivatamo or don't you need Sivatamo? There we have a thesis in Chof Omidei. In Chof Omidei, thesis Leitzuche de Mu'uret. It says, "Based on the common doctrine, Ben Yitzchok by Mordechai, being served against the Kolisvus and kept his gvil mouth with Yisrael, the Omar Hoch and Mura. The first study thought Mura meant it was Mamish Negeya, that it touched, so it wasn't Mukav Gvil. Very Amir, the Emikan Raya, that Mura could be without a Negeya. When you come up in your Lari, they Surah Raya Lahashadavke, the Stam, the Sefer Terim Tzil, and Mezuzah, being Shio Ashes Mukav is Gvil. Kedomer Perakah Kremis Mishilisibu Chsavten Ksivot Tamo Avol Beget Lekepeget Dafilu Sefer Diyoy Lebin Beget the Sefer the cost of Beget Sefer Krisus is what Sira Dvorim Udos and don't need it in the Sefer Menele we don't need a din of Ksivot Tamo. Tesis tells us that the halacha of Mukav Gvil is a din of Ksivot Tamo. We need a Ksivot Tamo, it has to be Mukav Gvil. Get doesn't need Ksivot Tamo, so it doesn't have to be Mukav Gvil. The Rambam Lukure is saying exactly what Tesis is telling us. That he doesn't give us a halacha of Mukav Gvil in Gerushin, he gives us that only in Hilchos Tefillin. Tefillin needs a Ksivot Tamo. So if it needs a Ksivot Tamo, it has to be Mukav Gvil. Masha'en came Gerushin. There, for a guest, we don't need Ksivat Tamo. It doesn't have to be Mukav Gvil. Mimele, the halacha. I'm sorry? The three halachas seem to me to be one. I found it, not the way I'm saying it, but the Rukas HaBaisim is Meramis a little bit to this in the Rambam. But certainly, with regard to Mukav Gvil, that's the reason. There you need Mukav Gvil, and in guest, you don't need Mukav Gvil, because there you need Ksivat Tamo. Here you don't need Ksivat Tamo. Yeah? Let me come to you. Let's deal then with the nafkaminis between Hilchos Tefillin and Hilchos Gerushin legabi kriya of a tinik lechakim v'loitibish. If you want to know what is a ksivat tamo and why you need lechakim v'loitibish, it seems to me that the Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin is telling us precisely why we need lechakim v'loitibish. We need lechakim v'loitibish because you need a ksivat tamo. And the Rambam is defining what's a ksivat tamo. A ksivat tamo is a ksiva that is yorutz hakeiriba, that you read it without hesitation. You read it because it's clear. A legible handwriting. If it's not a legible handwriting, if the typist has to look three times to see what letter you've written before she types it, that's not a ksivat tamo. In Hilchos Tefillin, there's a halakha that you need achiyoru tzakeira. That's how the Rambam defines ksivat tamo. You have to be able to read it immediately. If you hesitate, it's not achiyoru tzakeira, and it's posul mitam ksivat tamo. who are din and who are tam, says the Rambam, that you need shahatinik loy chocham loy sakol should be able to read it. His loshin is hatinik. There's in the achronim there's a tumul, there's a machloikis. What if you have two tinaikis who are makish one another? You show it to one tinaik and he reads it as a vol, and you show it to another tinaik, he reads it as a yud or yav reish and a dalit. One reads it as a reish and the other reads it as a dalit. Do you go according to roiv or don't you go according to roiv? And he says there's a tumul in the length of the break. And the laniyah daiti, if I'm right, it seems to me that there's a clear nafsum in Allah halacha between tefillin and get. And the din of get is not the same as the din of tefillin. In tefillin, where you need a halacha of ksiva tamo, the Rambam's loshin was very meduyik. The Rambam there said b'loshin yochi. Ad she yochol hatinoi. This is loshin again. The kol ois she'ein hatinoi she'enoli chokom v'leisak yochol ikrois is possible. Show me any tinnik who is not a chokham or a sako, and if he misreads it, he baffled it. It's by definition not a ksivatamo. If a tinnik who is not a chokham, not a sako, didn't read it, it's not yours, a kairba. Which kairba has to be able to read it? The standard to measure by is the standard of a tinnik. And if you show me any tinnik who misreads it, it's by definition possible. It seems to me, just in terms of the Lashon HaRambam, if ain hat tinnik is lechakam lesof yochul v'chreisor, that tinnik is possible before it. Masha ain kain, in the case of a get, you'll give it to a get, and the tinnik, this tinnik, hasn't been able to read it, meheka teisa will be possible. Here the Rambam used a different Lashon. The Rambam's Lashon was, here's the Lashon HaRambam again. I lost the place. Well, it was Dalit Halacha Yud. Ad sheyedu haktanim likreisoi shematirin oisiksav sheinon loy nevoinim v'loy sakolim elabeninim. Here he's talking generality. General. How clear does it have to be that stomach Tanim who aren't Nevoinim and aren't Sakolim, Elabedanim, they should be able to read it. Does every single Tinnik have to be able to read it? L'chura not, he's talking in general terms. Why? Because here we don't have a Din of Ksiva Tamo. This is Tama Halokhe in terms of the Etzem Din of Ksav. How do you define a Ksav? A Ksav is defined as what people can read. How? Who are people? You take a Tinnik who's not a Chochom and not a Tipish, and you let him read it, and if they have difference of opinion, so you take a kind of a general survey. If Roy's Tanim can read it, Lefur will be kosher. I haven't found this Filik Mavur any place in Aharonim, that there should be a difference in the Shaila of whether you go Boser Roy, you don't go Boser Roy, between Get and Stam. If I'm right, and they're two separate halakhas, even Hilchos Tefillin is a din of Ksiva Tamo, then that's definition of Ksiva Tamo. In Get, then, so first of all, why the Gemara says, like, Chochom like Kippish, according to the Rambam, I know. Not like Rashi. It's not because the Chochom will be made in Mitzvah Chayinian. It's not because he's made in Mitzvah Chayinian. For the Rambam, that's how you define Achyorot Be'akhirit. That's the definition of Ksiva Tamo. You have to be able to show it to a Tinaik, and the Tinaik should read it correctly. That's the Prophet. That's the way to find out whether it's a ksiva tamo. If the tinnik reads it, it's a ksiva tamo. If he misreads it, he's pockled it. And the halacha you find in the Malchus, the Gemara there is not legabi get. Tesis talks to get. There in Koptes, there's a Tesis who applies the same halacha to get. But the Gemara is not talking about get at all. The Gemara is talking about tefillin mezuzah. For the Rambam, the Gemara is talking about ksiva tamo. The Tosafot says, "My soul, you beget shoy a dalit shal kedas, my soul shok tano, kimat kemayud, veivy rebeli yo yenukut lechachim v'itipish, v'kor v'kedas, v'echshiri mehach tishmaitin."
If the Tinnik reads it correctly, it's kosher. So the Rabbeinu Elio was makshir it neged also. Forget about whether Thesis agrees with the Rambam or disagrees with the Rambam. For the Rambam, it's a different halach entirely. The halach of these Ma'asik and Milchus Gerushin is stam a definition of what's called a ksav. If you want to know whether it's a proper ksav or not, it has to be something that the generality of ktanim can read properly. Why ktanim and not gdelim? Also not because the gadol is maybe mitzvah. But this is a halach in the definition of ksav. If Reuv and Neodom can read it, and we define Neodom as readers, namely ktanim who aren't sakolim, and they aren't nevenim, elabenim. If Reuv, ktanim, benenim, who can read, can read it properly, then you have a ksav. That's the definition of a ksav. That's the threshold of a ksav. If these ktanim can't read it, it's not a ksav, it's chicken scratching, it's just a code, it's whatever it is, but it's not called a ksav. That's the definition of a ksav. So that he's lobbed off to the thesis is chelik on the Rambam. If it's a ksiv et tamo in Hilchus Tefillin and Mezuzah, then certainly it will be kosher for a get. So that if you can be saying the Chandakri of the Tinnik for Tefillin and Mezuzah, you could certainly be saying the Chandakri of the Tinnik for Kedas Moshe Yisrael to find out whether it's a Yud or a Dalit. So it's not mukach that the Rabbeinu Elio disagreed with the Rambam. But in the Rambam, it seems clear that we're dealing with two separate halachas. And as I said a moment ago, it seems to me that we have nafkamina's lahalocha between these two categories. The first is when you have a steer between tenaikis, and there, if you want the sources, the Shas Teshuvas Halachas Ketanis holds that even one tinnik can pass it. And the Maram Lubin Lakur disagrees.
Wait, says, what
did you say? Yeah, Sefer Torah. These are all the sources you find are all in Kamat, everything is all in Sefer Torah. I haven't found very much on over here. You do find to get pushed a little bit, but most of the sources are in Lamed Beis and other things. Yeah. Yeah, there he says Loshen Yochi, and here in Lakur Gerish he says Loshen Yochi. It doesn't mean every. It means that if you will show it, if you'll show it to a cotton who coupled it, that's possible. I mean, I think you're right. It's a little bit of a tangent, but I'll go off on the side. You know, it turns out it bothered me a little bit. If I'm right in the Ramban, then it turns out that if there's a cotton Medina Sayom who doesn't read this ois correctly, I have a postal secretary, right? And I think it's right. Only Afar Pikain, I think that until I show it to the cotton scorchers. It seems to me that we're dealing dugma l'moshel to the bedika of dakin of the behemoth. And I'm going to be vayif the dakin of the behemoth. Meyach case, if there's no reyif, I don't have to be vayif. If I have a ksav, and it's Yorus HaKaira, all the Gdelim had aliyahs have been reading it. Wait a minute, yes. No. What bothers me is that if it's true that any cotton can passel, then if there's a cotton in Medina Tayom, who's a lechachon b'lei tifish, who would make a mistake, then by definition it's not a ksiva tamar. So why don't I have to call every cotton to read every sefer Torah and every ayis and every sefer Torah before I use it? And there's no such halacha. The Torah seems to me is a kind of a category of lein afkin and reis. And like the Tshuva Sam Sefer. The Tshuva Sam Sefer says that somebody go be b'edik b'dakim don't any element of matmiyim. That the Misha Omar, the Treifus or Fossil, said to be slain upon the Roy, that Roy were kosher. The Torah is not Machayev me to be Baidik the Dakin, and the Torah is not Machayev me to be Baidik a Mezuzah and filling with Kriyas of the Tinnik until I have a Reyes. When I have a Reyes, that's the Kola Kotin. Until I have a Reyes, I'm afraid to call a Kotin.
That's Gupa Reyes.
What's the Reyes?
Sure,
I'm holding after the Badika. I'm not afraid to do more than call one Kotin. If one cotton read it correctly, I'm mechuyif to look beyond. It's like being boidik where I'm not mechuyif to be boidik. Once you made a bedikah of one cotton more than that, you're not mechuyif. If you will go and make a bedikah with a second cotton, you're mechanami, you're possible. Just as, what if I didn't have a reis in the first place? And a cotton takes the same sefer and he looks at it and he reads it incorrectly. And I hear him reading off the issues incorrectly. That will become possible. If the cotton reads it incorrently, the cotton is possible in this Korea. Certainly this is true, it's not me anymore. The ones who hold that even one cotton can passel, and you don't go bust the roid, are Korcha holders. I mean, and there are Akronim who hold that even the Korea of a single cotton passels. So back to this basic question, what do you do? You didn't ask every cotton to look at it, how do you know it's kosher?
I don't know if why Hakotin means only
Hakotin, I wouldn't have been Medayitan. It's because here he says Hakotin and the Gershon, he says family. Why did he change the Lashon? No, the Shinin in the Lashon. If I had just Hakotin alone in Hilkas Tefillin, Mechatesis, it says Hakotin. The cotton I happen to be showing you to. Why that get, you know, why Hakotin means the cotton I showed it to. Eisa cotton Shiyiyah. It's because of the Shinui Loshin between Nukhus Phil and Nukhus Gerishin. So male, if you hold that the Shinui doesn't mean anything, fine. So I'm back where we started from. But it seems to me that there is a Shinui in the Loshin, both with the Hakotin and Famine, and also the Salach of Achior Takeru. And the Achior Takeru is missing in Nukhus Gerishin. And the easiest explanation of that is Ksiva Tamil. And Ksiva Tamil seems to me to be a very good concept for Kriyas Kotin, at least in Tefillin Mezuzah. So I understand for the Rambam why the Gemara says I need a Tinnik, which is like Hakim Bli Kibish. That's because I didn't Ksiva Tamil. It all fits into one neat little package. Elamai and Hilkas Gerishin, why I need a Kotin for all together? That seems to be for the Rambam the threshold standard of what's considered to be a Ksav and what's not considered to be a Ksav. Yeah. If you'll be machasa leishis and a godel will misread, it'll be possible. Only that's not yet a raya that it's kosher, because if you're misufik on the ice, the kriya of a godel is not good enough. You need the kriya of a tinnik, leichakim, leitipi, shalabainani. That's achiyorot hakeira. I need achiyorot hakeira, including the kriya of even a cotton.
Whenever you make mistakes, whenever you find mistakes, it's always because the guy said, oh, you think there's something wrong. Whenever you say, oh, I think there's something wrong, so that's, then you should not see your time. Your time is that you're so perfect, you don't think there's a mistake. Anytime you have a shiloh of a mistake, isn't that
school and see your time, you have to go to the wrong for a ration of thought. Remember, in the Gemara, we didn't have it in the Rishon Lakish. In the Gemara, we had it on a Vav. We didn't know whether it was a Vav or it was a Yud. And for that, we had to go call a Kotin. Presumably, the Gadol would have read it as a Vav. And the Gadol wasn't Masufik. Only the Gadol reads it as a Vav because he's got it in front of him. The Gadol is made in Mitzvah Chayimim. The Lachur for the Gadol, that wasn't a Sufik. But Eino Chinami, and this you find in Achronim. The Achronim say, there are some Achronim, you know, there's a sheet of everything here. There's some Achronim who say that if you call the Godel and the Godel reads the ratio is a dollar, dollar is a ratio, a Kriya of a Tinnik isn't going to help afterwards. Because the Godel already misread it. And if you take it in the Rambam, it may be Eino Chinami. And the Rambam doesn't speak about a Tinnik in the Kastil in the part where it talks about Reish and Dalit, or Chof and Beis. He says you have to be careful, you shouldn't be medamin one to another, because you have to be able to read it at Shiyoru Sakayre, and there he doesn't talk about a tinnik. If you'll have a godel who will look at this, and to him it'll be a real sophic, what is it? He really doesn't know what it is, because it's an ambiguous ksiva. Look over for the Rambam, it's possible there's not a ksiva time. If this analysis of the Rambam is correct, then the godel who is the emes, misupik, and can't figure it out, Mitzvah Inyan, and it's not prejudiced because it's really Mitzvah Inyan, it's already not a Ksiva Tamil because it wasn't that Shiur Sakir. There's another halacha that may be contingent upon this analysis of the Rambam, and that is another problem that you find with regard to Tinnik. The Gemara Menachos on Kof Tes on the day is really the second halacha, not the first halacha. Right before that, on the Chof Tes Omed Aleph, there's another halacha. The Gemara says, Igor Chamud Rababis, Itzikalei Kara Dehei Dehoom Benikvet. He had a nekev in the regal of the hay. Also, a kind of rabbi, omalot, im shtayer by kishiris tana kosher, vimlaf posel. If in the little left hand side of the hay in the regal, if there's a shear of an oistano, it's kosher. If you don't have left over a shear of an oistano, it's posel. And here, there's no mention of kriya tinnik. Here there's no mention of the Gemara of tinnik lechakim le'tipish. The Gemara mentions tinnik lechakim le'tipish only in the second case, The case that follows immediately afterward, Rami Bartamri. L'chura, the Gemara here is saying that it's toluy in whether it has a tzuras ois or whether it doesn't have a tzuras ois. If it has a shir from olis, tano, it's got a tzuras ois, it's kosher automatically. If it doesn't have a shir from olis, tano, then it's missing the tzuras ois, and kriya satinik isn't going to help. If it doesn't have a tzuras ois, kriya satinik certainly isn't going to help. In Hilchot Tefillin, everybody says that if I have something that's clearly not a tzuras ois, and the tinnik happens to read it correctly, it's lemaila v'lemaili. What helps me that the tinnik is reading something that's not there, and being there, he hasn't been nachshir the ois. I need a tzuras ois. Without a tzuras ois, it'll be powerful. L'chura, if we take the Gemara is telling us that halacha, that in tefillin mezuzah, first and foremost, you need a tzuras ois. That's in the halacha of was nifsike. It was nifsik the regal of the hay, and there if it's got a shear of molis ktano, it's kosher. In the next case, where we weren't dealing with the tzuras ois, but whether the ois would be read correctly or not, there we had only the halacha of kriyas tinnik. But what if you have a case where you have a hay? And you have the regel on the left hand side with a shear of a molis kano, and afal pikein, the tinnik reads it as a dalit. Is that kosher or is it fossil? In the Achronim, there's the shaila of whether the way they put it, whether mashgichin b'tinnik l'chumr, where there's no sophic to us in the tzuras ois. But the tinnik comes and the tinnik has toppled it even though we see the tzuras ois. Is that kosher or is it possible? It would seem to me that this also is totally in exactly what we said in the Shittas HaRambam. In tefillin mezuzah we have two halachas. One, you have to have ksav hashuris, so it's got to have a tzuras ois. And B, there's a halacha of ksiv etamo, and ksiv etamo is achior tzakir. If so, then the first halacha of the Gemara that begins on Chof Tes Amud Aleph is telling you the din of tzuras ois, and without the tzuras ois, it's possible. After the tzuras ois, it may still be possible if the tinnik doesn't read it, because there I need ksiva tamo. In the first case, it's presumably nilsul l'shicha that there should be a regel that has a shear of a molis ktan, and the tinnik shouldn't read it carefully. So the Gemara said only the halacha of mishtar b'yis ktan, it's kosher, not possible. The second halacha that you need, the kriyas tinnik, is the halacha that follows immediately thereafter, and enochinami. If there'll any place where even you'll have a tzuras ois, if the tinnik will misread it, it'll be possible. That'll be the din of kriyas tinnik. And afal pikein, I'll show you restraining rule. There I have restraining even, who say that if you have a tzuras ois and the no sveikis, that the tinnik can't possible. And there are others who say that the tinnik can possible. So it would seem to me that if you say that the tinnik does possible, the tinnik will possible in what's again tefillin mezuzahs in terms of the tzuras ois, where you need a tzuras ois because you need ksav ashuri with the dikduk of an ois. There you need the second halacha ksiv etamo. It's got to be a shiur tzakeire in the ksiv etamo. And even after that, it still has to be nitride tinnik, because otherwise it's missing in ksiv etamo. But the tzuras ois I need, because I need the tzura of ksav ashuri. If you'll be dealing in a case where you don't need ksav ashuris, you don't need mukas veal, and you don't need ksav ashuris, then everything is totally in kriyas hatinik. It's totally in kriyas hatinik because of the second halacha. It has to have a threshold level of ksav. And how do I determine whether it's ksav or not? I determine whether it's ksav or not through the kriya of the tinik. So it would turn out that that there should be a din of mashgichin l'chumra according to the Rambam. Mashkichim l'chumre in tefillin mezuzah because of ksiv etamo, that kufas adin ksiv etamo, and it turns out that even in get, if the tinnik will misread it, then the Rambam told us by definition it's not a ksav, it's not a ksav ashuri, it'll be the eiz ksav shiyeh. If the tinnik can't read it, then by definition it's not a ksav. It's not as if we have kind of a halacha mishnah misina that the ksav is a ksav and we don't care about the tinnik anymore if it has a ksav. The Yidduch Ksiva Talmud tells us that we do need the kriya of the tinnik, and in other places we will need the kriya of the tinnik in order to have a threshold level of a ksav. What?
In the guess.
Yeah.
The two associates would be obviously not sure of the same knowledge. It would be obstructed between one of the other. And I'll be two associates, you don't have an out. But if you don't have any problem, you have to find the other out. So it was given. It has to be a Russian or it is a Russian Muslim.
It should be kosher.
It should be kosher.
And
you say, I was
harping on the other side.
Oh, okay.
That the tinnik misreads it. Yeah. But what's in Lehetif?
Yeah,
for example, if it's not mukhav gvil. Yeah, right, sure. If it's not mukhav gvil, it's kosher. And lechuri, I'll have a hefsek someplace. A little nisak.
Yeah.
Where it'll be definitely be possible to fill in the zuz. Even if the tinnik reads an hour. But in Gitn, it should be kosher. Because as long as the isik sab, the tinnik reads it. I'll prove it in a certain way. Because the Rambam says that the get does not be written Bloshin Kredish, let alone Bloshin Ashuri, the Ksav Ashuri. What if I'll have some Ksav in which the Meshita or Provençal? That's a different Ksav. What we write is called Ksav Meshita. That's not Muska or something like that. I don't know. It's a new law. Yeah, but you can have a ksiva either in Lashon Kodesh or in some other Lashon where there are gaps in the letter. That would be possible. That's the tzur of the eyes, right? And there are halacha moshim Sinai in those Lashonim. There's not halacha moshim Sinai where it's got to be a nekev and where it's got to be mechuber. You'll show me an F or something. And there'll be a nitzak. And the tinnik will read it correctly. Even if Roy's Deivre Anglis or Kaisve Anglis write it without a dotting the I or attach the dot to the I, that's what it'll do there. Lechur should be kosher. So if it's kosher in Shaar L'Shein, why should it be kosher in Lashon Kodesh? Why is that Ksav any worse? Lechur should all be kosher. What we find in the Ramah and Tez Zayin, the Ramah has all kinds of chumras. The Ramah says that you have to write it to be misakan beisid, it shouldn't be negev mokin shorei liga, and it should be mechuber, it has to be mechuber, etc., etc. Says the Beis Shmuel, why? Because lechatila, we need that it should be, kamei, it should be written, kol she'ein tzuras ois olof meishnim solim meishnim sinai, ein shem ois olof. It's only lechatila, of course it can only be lechatila. Even though Ramos matter only b'mokim igun when you don't have it, but lechur according to Shita Sarambam you shouldn't need it. And if it's kosher b'chovin, you know, with any kind of ksav, so whatever the tinnik will read as being kosher will be kosher. But then by the tinnik as tinnik is read it. Yeah, it's a ksav. You wonder what's a ksav, what's not a ksav, what's a private ksav, and what's a shprach. You have to call tinnikus and give it them to read. If the Tanakhis read it, then that's the Ksav. That's the Ksav. You can't write a get in your private code. You know, that's clear. That's the halacha. Somebody will go and he'll do some hand scratching, and he'll scribble away, and he'll say, this is a get. This is how I write. It's my private language. I and my chaver, me and my wife, we sat down, we made our own little private language, and that should become a loshen that you can write a get, or a ksav in which you can write a get. But you see, clearly it's not. Even if you can read it, and I can read it, and even the Adrian can read it, it's not good until the Tanakhis read it. Why? Because there has to be a threshold level at which a loshen is a loshen, and a threshold level at which a ksav is a ksav. Says the Rambam that it's nikril the Tanakhis, the war of Chachomim and not Chacholim, that's called a ksav. That's why it seems to me in Hilchos Gerish. Not Lashon Kodesh. It's a lot about Lashon Kodesh. Of course it includes Lashon Kodesh. What's that?
Is that the definition of Lashon Kodesh also? They have it to that degree.
No. There's nothing sacrosanct about Lashon Kodesh. In fact, we don't even have Lashon Kodesh. We have Ksav Ashuri. A get doesn't have to be Ksav Ashuri. If I'm now writing Ksav Ashuri, right? So why mehechetese that I should have to write Ksav Ashuri with all the halakha meishim yisimai Ksav Ashuri? If I'm not writing it with all my halacha meishim yisimai, so it's not Ksav Ashuri. So it's some other Ksav. And Igera Sholom, I don't write the Ksav Ashuri. So why shouldn't I be, if the tinnik will read it with properly, without all the halachas of halacha meishim yisimai Ksav Ashuri, so it turns out that it's Ksav Meshita, or it's Ksav Provençal, or some other Ksav that people are using it. Otherwise the tinnik wouldn't be reading it. If the tinnik is reading it, that by definition makes it a Ksav. Yeah, I know what's bothering you. Let's say we're dealing in a society in which everybody writes only Ksav Ashuri. Nobody has any of. We don't have Ksav Elish. We don't have printed Buchstaben. The only thing that we have is Ksav Ashuri.
and a tinnik will read it because he doesn't know anything about a kutzei shoyud. He didn't know Rundos halacha. So there was a kutzei shoyud, and he read it to you anyway. Tinnik tamar. He doesn't know that yud is a kutzei shoyud also. It would be kosher, even if nobody else used that ksav. Because the ksav is defined, at least it seems to me, according to the Rambam, be kosher. Because the threshold level of a ksav is defined by a tinnik. And if the tinnik is an amoris who does know it is a kutzei shoyud, that means that the ksav for Bnei Odom is without the kutzei shoyud. That's a ksav. If the tinnik wouldn't have read it as a yud, that would be because everybody knows it's the kutzei shoyud. But if the tinnik reads it as a yud without the kutzei shoyud, by definition a yud, then you see that people, for their purposes, regard it as a ksav without the kutzei shoyud. And then okinami, and sivas gitin is kosher mitzaradim. That's, you know, basically what I wanted to say. It seems to me that according to the Rambam, we have a clear analysis of why you need a tinnik who's lakakim for lekipish, and you also have different halachas, nechus gerushin and hilchus is still in mezuzah, two different halachas in chokham even, whether the tinnik lechokham for lekipish is for ksivatama or whether it's to establish the threshold level of exad. Just me'inu inyan ve'oisa inyan with regard to kisui ve'oisius, which we already saw, as the machlokes is the Piskei HaTosfos in Menachos, not Tosfos himself, but the Piskei HaTosfos says that you show the tinnik the entire shura. There's a clear riot to the Rambam, and very hard to read the Ma'ariv into the Piskei HaTosfos. I'm not going to
the entire what? Shura?
Sorry? Shura, the whole line. The Piskei HaTosfos says that when you have a shaila on the get, you can show the entire line to the tinnik, and the Ma'ariv disagreed. The get poshut here, this is the one thing that I have in Hilchos Gittin, the get poshut says that even according to the Ma'ariv, the din of Ramor is a din emes. In Sorach Lachatus Minat Sodim. In the get, he says the Ma'ariv is made. Why? Because, what's the Ma'ariv's reason? Sirach Enochet Vosel. The Tinaik knows Chumash, but the Tinaik doesn't know the Nusach HaGet. Unless he went on a field trip with us. But a Stama Tinaik doesn't know what's supposed to be in the get. Therefore, there's no sirche nokid v'ozer. There is even, I found in some afroinim, kind of a pshur between Marit and Ramor, they're mechalik between Pashas HaShavua and Stama place in Chumash. If it's in the Pashas HaShavua, Shabbos and Shul, you have to be mechaster lefono, because he just learned from the Cheder. He knows what to read. But if it was, you know, last week, etc., or next week, etc., that the tinnik doesn't remember anymore. I mean, there are, you find these kolokim, they don't say it between one week, etc., and the next week. They say tefillin and mezuzah. They say tefillin and mezuzah, you don't have to cover because he doesn't remember what he learned. But in Chumash, the Parsha Shavua, he remembers. How much he can remember, whether from last week or from 2 weeks ago, isn't mavur in those achronim. No. This is the get poshut here. The get poshut in Kuf Rafei says even according to the Ma'arif, it says you have to be mechasa sefer Torah, but a get you don't have to be mechasa because there's no sirche nokit v'ozo.
The Shul brought down that the Darki Moshe is trapped in the Tino Yudei Lekari Kapelos. Moshe, not that we're not concerned. That he'll be the tariff, but he cannot, he doesn't know how to be the tariff.
Who are you reading?
It's just a lot of bait and bait shmuel, just like that. Because I ain't arguing about Shif Kansan for Shema Guza.
Right.
I have a day, I'll say, any of the daily tariff on the table. He said, any of the daily, why don't I have a mechafa? Because it seems, I guess, because I have a simple one.
Well, which word?
Lamed Bay. Bait shmuel, simon for something.
Ain't Sarah Wakatas, Tina Kedir Oasis, and he did Sarah Patavis. He's saying it in the Darki Moshe B'Shem Agudah, that the Yudea Oasis, then the Yudea Ain't Sarah Wakatas of Godin. The Zukosu, Hayudea Likrois Oasis Tavis. The Tavis Kosu, sorry. Hayudea Likrois Oasis Tavis.
Not that you don't have to be concerned about his ability to retire for Tavis, that he can't. And if he would be a kid who could, you wouldn't be able to answer.
That is any Yudea Litzarf, but if you would be Yudea Litzarf HaTevis, you'd have to be Mechaser. Or I'd have to take a look in the Darki Moshe, because I remember the Darki Moshe saying that Ein Tzarech Lachasreis HaTevis Minat Stodim. And about the same letter he wasn't even talking about. He said, you don't have to go be Mechaser the other letters. The other words, I mean. The letters of this he wasn't even worried about. if you're learning Pshat in the Bishmul, the Bishmul is saying that you do have to be Mechaseh if he knows how to be Mitzar of letters to make words out of them.
Or worse, maybe that's not the thing that you can ask.
Alright, we'll take a look in the documentation in a second. But let me just finish this. The Miftish Ma'at, one of the Achronim in Hilchos Stam, says that mitzad hamini we are mechaseh, even though the halacha is like the Rambam, the Yonah should be mechaseh, but mitzad hamini we are mechaseh. Why? What? No, in Sefer Torah. Yeah, no. In fact, here I would understand. We're mechaseh because b'chatzil we need to see the Talmud. Now he says that even in Sefer Torah, so this like Rambam, like our Rambam. I mean, the same thing. That mitzvah had been and places. No, we have places in the Tiskei Pesach. It says in showing the whole Shura that not mechuyif to be mechaseh mitzvah had been, but haminik lechaseh is why? Because we're afraid that the tinnik is a chacham. If you have a tinnik who's only chacham v'le tipish, he's defining chacham and tipish as somebody who's not going to be able to be made in mitzvah inyan. And if he's not made in Mitech Inyan, so it makes no difference, you can let him see the whole thing. But we are Chayshish in every Kinnik that he is a Yedeya Lechav in Mitech Inyan, therefore we are Makassim. So again, it goes back to what I began with, according to the Zaki Noyam, if you were Makassim, you could show it to God also. The only reason not to be Makassim is so that you can use the Kinnik Lechav in Lechipish. It's not the way I've been trying to explain the Rambam, negative the Shittus Rambam, if I'm correct in the Shittus Rambam. So the Mikdash Ma'at is saying simply that we are Mechaseh Mitzad HaMinig because we need a Chochem, Tindle Chochem Le'Tipish, and a Chochem Le'Tipish is a Pshat, somebody who will not be made in the Indian, and we're gracious to everyone will be able to be Mechavin, or to be understand as Mitzaret Mitzaret Indian. One minor point, just in passing, and for that I'll finish, and that is that the Rambam is talking about covering letters in front and in back. Minat Ktotim. He clearly said Minat Ktotim. What if you have a vav that's nifsa, and you need, in a sefer Torah, and you need now a shear of a vav lamaylo mehaneket, not lamato, because what's lamato is not mitzvah. You have to be mechasa what's on the bottom. Now, if I'm right, then you can bring no raya at all from this Ramah, because Ramah is talking in Hilchos Gerushin. In Hilchos Gerushin, what difference does it make? If the tinnik will read it as a vav together with what's on the bottom also, it's also good. It can't be terrible. You don't need the tzuras.
If you know there's a zadeh nekev, the shayla isn't whether it's a nekev or not. The shayla is the top part chemist, right? If he's going to call it a vav, because maybe the tinnik isn't supposed to be as a nekev. But he's going to read the whole thing
as a vav.
Could be reading as a vav because he sees the bottom.
That's good. In Gerushin,
I get
right. This, I can't bring it.
Can.
Sure. In Gerushin, it's good. What difference does it make? This is a vav in that in the Loshin or in the Ksav that this Tinnik is reading, so it's a good vav. The shaila will be: what about in Sefer Torah? If you don't have to be mechaseh lefonov, you have to be mechaseh lemato. When you're looking for the tiruf of the vav, the top and the bottom. The Taz in Lamed Beis says that you're mechuyif to be mechaseh. And Lechur is Mustafa. How else will he know? You have to be mechaseh because you want to find out it's the upper. And if you show it to him with a neked, he's likely to read them both together. So one of the Afrenim, the Matthew says that you don't have to be mechaseh what's lemata. And he proceeds to present this as a definition of lechachem v'leitipish. I began by having defined lechachem v'leitipish. He says lechachem is the pshat that a chachem isn't margish in the hefsek altogether, which is what we're saying. He reads, he sees the top, he sees the bottom, so he ignores the hefsek. A chachem will read it as a kilu. There's no hefsek. He's trained to ignore the hefsek because he sees that this is one letter. The tipish is no good because a tipish is misbalbu from a hefsek. That's his definition of a tipish. The Matayasis. He defines the tipish as somebody who becomes mavulbu because he sees a little hole in the middle of the ice. He sees a little hole in the middle of the ice, he's already confused, he doesn't know what to do with this anymore. That's how he defines the Lechachem Vlei Tipish. That's it's an achem, a late achem. And you know, clearly when we have so many other
earlier definitions of Chacham Tivit. I don't know how seriously you can take it. Right. It's a very, very strange definition of the Kiddush. You've eliminated almost everybody from the sheer, of Kiddush, and almost everybody else is a Chacham. Yeah, the second, by the third week, you were not going to pay attention to the hole in the middle, right? So what is, so the Chacham is like Chacham Leit Tippish is the kid in the second week of Cheder, because by the third week he's a Chacham, and by the first week he's a Tippish. I mean, it's a little mishunadi. But the only point I want to make is that in terms of Aramor, the Yitzor Lachatis Minat Zodim Luchuris is Ein Inyan Lakan, and in terms of the Vov in the Hefsek, in the middle of a Vov, there in Gittin, if it would be read as a vav, mikra hadin, it would be kosher in a get, because in a get all you need is the tinnik should read it that way. If the tinnik will read it that way, it won't make any difference. You don't have to be mechasset lamata. Well, you've got a problem with a vav in the yud, there you have a shayla on the etzanois. There you'll have to be mechasset, so the tinnik should read it in the teichinian. But if you're reading a vav kitir, where there's a hefsek in the middle, enochinami, the tinnik, you'll even lachil it. You would be able to allow the tinnik to look at the top and the bottom with the nekes and the star pages, because if you read it as a vav, then this cloud is a vav by definition. If that's shot in the Rambam and Terek Dalad of Gerushin, then enochinami, that would be, of course, even lachil it again.
Let me go back to the Beis Shmuel. The Beis Shmuel is not learning pshat in the Ramah that Chochem v'lo Kippish means a child who knows Tzuras Oisius but doesn't know the Tziruv of the Tzuras Oisius. That is the definition of Chochem of Tinnik l'Chochem v'lo Kippish of the Sefer HaGudah. The Darkei Moshe brings the Sefer HaGudah, says that Tinnik HaYudeya HaOisius v'en Yudeya Tziruv Oisius HaTevus, as being Chochom v'loy Tipish. Loy Chochom v'loy Tipish. Chochom is the Yedeya HaTzirus, and Tipish he doesn't know even the Isis. But the Darkei Moshe immediately says that Tosis HaMagarish disagrees. Tosis and HaMagarish and Afpehe Omedeis brings a Raya Mufreshes from the Gemara Menachis. The Gemara Menachis tells us that we need a Chochom, a Tinnik, the Loy Chochom v'loy Tipish, and we give him the whole word. We tell him to read, whether we want to see whether we read by Yaharoik or Yehoroik. Says Tosfos that was the, what you showed the Tinnik. So is he going to read it Yehoroik or by Yaharoik? So the Darkei Moshe says that the Agudah can't be right. The Yedeya Tziruv Oisius doesn't yet make him a Chochom. Mimele, the Ramah can't be source of the Darkei Moshe. The Darkei Moshe here is not the Agudah. He's not telling, the Beis Shmuel isn't telling us the Pshat in the Darkei Moshe. Adrav is quoting, the Beis Shmuel is not telling us the Pshat in the Ramah. Adrav, he's quoting the Darkei Moshe's refutation of the Sefer Hu Agudah. And if you look in the Darkei Moshe, as I said before, the Darkei Moshe is medayik and says, "Mein tzorach lachasos hateves shalafonov." Even if you need kisui, it's not kisui of the letters of this ice. The Gemara itself, as Tosfos HaMagari says, that you give him the whole word to see whether it reads vayaharoik or yehoreik. If there's a shayla of kisui, says the Darkei Moshe, "Mein tzorach lachasos hateves shalafonov." We let him read this entire letter, this entire word, to see whether he reads the letter properly. So that pshat in the Ramos, tinnik shlechoch v'tipish, is certainly not like the pshat of the Agudah. And l'chur, we have to take a look back in the Loshon of the Marit, but even according to the Marit, that you have to be mechas l'afonov, it's only the tevesh l'afonov you have to be mechas, not the oisius l'afonov.